and wet it and lap that together. Yeah, oh, this is on the fireplace. And have your fire kind of low and hot, and you rake those ashes back. And take the shovel and put you some hot ashes on top of it. See, them bricks in the bottom of that is going to be hot, you see. That'll cook it from one side. Just put you a few embers on top of that leaf, and it'll cook it in there.
How long do you cook that for like that?
Well, you say about 10 minutes or 15, because it's already done. Because you have scalded, then you pour boiling hot water on meal, that cooks that meal. It's got nothing to do but brown when you put it in the stove.
Did you ever make ashes?
No, my stepfather made some for us. He's showing us what he eats when he's coming up. And they wouldn't lie you around that fireplace when just cooking on it. Mm-mm. The children had to stay back out the way. Now, I've got an oven that we used to cook in. It was cold and I didn't want to go in the kitchen. They'd get that oven skillet. It's got three legs on it. Hold it up. And you pull out a little embers in that fireplace and set it over there. And you'd have your top setting on the fire. But see, it's hot when you take it off and got a little fire under there. Well, that'll cook your bread. After you put that top on there, you get you some coals out the fire and put you a few coals on there. And then it's that hound, the top that goes on there is cast iron too. It's got a hole run through there where you can take a fork and raise it up and lift it up and look under.
What did you make that way? What would you say you were making if you were doing that?
Not your cornbread, just like you're going to bake it in the stove. When you take it out of there, it's real brown bottom and top. But if you put too much fire on it, you burn it from one side, you see.
Oh, I see. Well, did you ever, take some cheesecloth and put some stuff in there and boil it with greens or something? Or maybe with chicken, make it made out of cornmeal like that? Jerry?
No, I never did that.
Did you ever make anything with batter, make up a batter and fry something in the skillet that you might put syrup over?
Hot cake.
Mm-hmm. What kind of flour was this?
Flour? It's just a useless flour that you would buy in a store just like you buy flour to make biscuits. I've had it, used to make it at Dr. Thompson sometimes. We have rice left over, and you could take that rice and put that rice in there. And when you cook it, it come out just as fluffy and light.
Well, when you made something like that, did you put any egg in it?
Oh yeah, you put an egg in it.
What part of the egg?
Put the whole egg in there. See, that's what holds it together, that egg is what holds it together.
What are the parts of the egg like that?
Hmm?
What are the two parts of the egg inside the shell?
There's the white. When you cook an egg, you got white on it, hasn't it? And the salmon's yellow in it. Well, there's the two colors, I say.
So you call that the white and the yellow?
Yeah, see, now you can use that yellow